Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can gather in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的天父，谢谢你让我们能够奉主耶稣的名在这里聚会。
Lord, as we take time to highlight a special ministry of giving you thanks.
主啊，让我们在这个把我们要感恩的事情奉献的时候。
We are reminded in Scripture that all good things come from above.
圣经提醒我们说，所有美好的事物都是来自于你。
Lord, you have been good to us.
主啊，你对我们真的是非常的好。
And Lord, we celebrate your goodness in songs and testimony and the ministry of your word.
主啊，我们在这里庆祝你赐给我们的话语，赐给我们的一切的诗歌。
I know, Lord, help us to hear from you once again in Jesus' name.
主啊，请你帮助我们再一次来听到你的声音，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. Today I'm going to speak quickly on the topic, the blessing of giving thanks.
今天我会有一个短讲，今天短讲题目就是感恩的祝福。
It is perhaps one of my favorite holidays.
也许是我最喜欢的一个节日。
As I sat here, if I had known, I would have put a picture of my turkey. Okay.
如果我在坐在那里的时候，如果我知道，我应该带一个自己烤的火鸡的照片来。
But we know it's more than just a turkey.
但是我们知道，这个节日绝不仅仅是火鸡。
Because it's a good tradition that the forefathers and highlighting for us what the pilgrims did many centuries ago when they celebrate that first harvest to commend before God a heart of thanksgiving for what God has done.
这个是非常好的一个提醒，我们的先父来到这个土地，就是那早期来到这里的清教徒，他们借着这个感恩献火鸡来提醒我们如何来献上感谢。
Now this is not just a tradition of men. This is taken from scripture.And I want to turn to one of the most beautiful passages about Thanksgiving.
这个绝不只是一个人的感恩，这里也是圣经当中说的一个感恩。我愿意来到圣经当中一个经节。
A passage is taken from Luke chapter 17.
这段经文是路加福音第十七节，十七章。
Luke chapter 17, if you have your Bibles, if you want to look on the overhead there.
路加福音第十七章，如果你有圣经的话，请你打开，可以来看一下。
My apology, we don't have Chinese characters today.
非常对不起，我没有把中文打在上面。
On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee.
在去耶路撒冷的路上，他经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
That is Jesus. He was on one of his journeys, and he was going to Jerusalem.
这是耶稣在他一个旅途当中，去耶路撒冷的一个旅途当中。
We are told that as he go along, he entered a village, and he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance.
在经上说，当他经过一个村庄的时候，有十个得了麻风病的人来到他的面前，与他站在那里，但是有一定的距离。
And lifted up their voices, they saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
他们提高嗓门大声说：“耶稣，夫子，请怜悯我们。”
Just in case if we're not familiar with the condition of leprosy,
如果我们不了解、不熟悉这个病的话，大麻风病的话。
You will notice that Luke mentioned that they were from a distance and they were shouting to the master.
你会发现他们与主耶稣保持一定的距离，他们用大的声音说话。
Reason being, if you have a leprosy back in those days, you would be put out from the community, ostracized. It was emotionally difficult for that person.
因为在当时，如果得大麻风病的话，你会被整个社区拒之门外。这个是一个非常从情感上来说是一个很困难的事情，对这些人来说。
They would have to let their hair down, cover their top lips, and wear torn clothes, and they would have to be shouting, unclean, unclean, and the people would give way to them.
在当时如果他们得了这种病的话，他们需要有一个特别的装束，他们也需要大声地说，我是洁净的，我是洁净的。那么他们经过的时候，别人才会给他们让路。
It is a disease that was very offensive to the Jewish people.
这是一种对犹太人来说非常有冒犯性的一种疾病。
If the wind was blowing, they would have to stay about 150 feet away, if not about 6 feet away.
如果刮风的时候，他们要离别人站开有150英尺以外，而不是50英尺。
And so they recognized Jesus and they were shouting, Master, have mercy upon us.
他们认出了耶稣，就大声地喊着说，主啊，请怜悯我们。
In other words, they were crying out to Jesus Christ for help.
他们就是在向主耶稣大声地呼求，呼救。
I remember when, back in the 80s, when AIDS became a thing in the public arena, it was seen as something very unclean.
我记得以前艾滋病流行的时候，在公众的场合，艾滋病被认为是一种非常不洁净的病。
No one wanted to associate with someone with HIV.
没有人愿意与这些得了艾滋病的人在一起。
And so it was leprosy. People were disassociating people from, with leprosy, excommunicating them from the community.
大麻风病在当时也是这个样子，人们都不愿意他们接触，让他们与社区分隔。
In verse 14, and when they saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed.
当耶稣看到他们，叫他们去找祭司，他们就去找了祭司。找了祭司之后，他们的大麻风就洁净了。
In the Old Testament, when someone has leprosy and been cut away from the community, if they start to experience healing,They would go to the priests, and the priests would be like the doctor to examine them.
在旧约的时候，如果你得了大麻风病，如果需要得到医治的话，你就要去找大祭司，然后大祭司才能够医治他们。大祭司就好像医生一样。
So it was an act of faith. They were going to the priests, having not yet cleansed, but trusting in the words of Christ when He said, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
这是一个他们信心的表示。他们并不知道找大祭司会治疗他们的病，但是他们相信主耶稣，所以他们就去找了。
But the story has an interesting twist, and Luke has a way of bringing the outsider in the middle.
但是这故事也有一些奇怪的地方，路加把这些外族人放到这个故事里面。
So we are told by Luke that.Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice.
然后路加在这里说，当一个人知道他自己的大麻风被治愈了之后，他回转过来向耶稣献上他的感谢。
Verse 16 continues to tell us that his posture, he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks.And now he was a Samaritan.
在第十六节里说到他的这个俯伏在耶稣的脚前向耶稣献上感谢，他是一个撒玛利亚人。
Verse 15 tells us that he recognized what happened, he started to praise God, he went on his knees before Jesus Christ, and he uses the word Eucharisto, which we get the communion from, to give thanks.
在第十五节的时候，他跪在那里向神献上感谢。
Now, this foreigner, we are told, is identity. He was a Samaritan.
在这里，他的身份是一个外族人，他是一个撒玛利亚人。
Talking about an outsider, he had a disease of leprosy, but he was a Samaritan, one who was considered to be a Gentile dog.
他既得了大麻风病，他又是一个外族人，对 犹太人来说，撒玛利亚人就像狗一样。
It is more likely that he could be the only foreigner in the bunch here, more likely.
非常可能是他是那十个人里面当中唯一的一个外族人。
Notice what Jesus said of him.
然后耶稣是这样说的。
Then Jesus answered, Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9?
耶稣回答说，我记得有十个人得了洁净，其他另外九个人去哪里了呢？
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
为什么没有人回来向神献上感谢，除了这一个外族人以外？
And verse 19 closes off, And he said to him, Rise and go your way, your faith has made you well.
第十九节的结语说道，起来吧，你的信救了你。
This is a very interesting story because I want to ask the question, why this man was the only one who returned to Jesus Christ to give thanks?
这是一个很有趣的故事，我也要问为什么只有这么一个人回到耶稣的面前来向他献上感谢。
I know whenever I've done something for someone, I like to hear them say thank you.
我知道当我为其他人做了一些事情的时候，我非常希望他们回来谢谢我。
I've had the privilege of looking after breakfast in the mornings and I noticed one of my kids usually say thank you daddy, thank you.
比如当我在为我的孩子们做早餐之后，我非常希望我的孩子们对我说谢谢爸爸，谢谢爸爸。
It makes me want to do more for that child.
这种感谢让我愿意为他们做更多的事。
Well, God infinitely more appreciate when we appreciate Him, when we give Him glory.
神所赐给我们的那种感谢实际上是无限的，超过我们所献给他的那种有限的感谢。
I think Luke is going to help us to understand why this foreigner would be the one to come back and give thanks.
我认为路加会帮助我们了解为什么这样一个外族人要回来感谢耶稣。
Luke tells us that he was a foreigner, a Samaritan, one that was often looked down upon.
路加在这里告诉我们说他是一个外族人，是一个撒玛利亚人，他被大家认为他是很愚蠢的。
So racially, he was an outcast, but morally,He's also an outcast.
在种族上他是一个外族人，在
morally,
在道德上他也是一个外族人。
In addition to that, theologically, leprosy was seen like sin. It separated us from God.
在神学上，大麻风是一种罪。那这种罪让我们与神隔绝。
You see, this Samaritan recognized his true need, the need that he needed God's mercy, God to change his situation.
但是这个撒玛利亚人真正的了解自己的需要，自己真正的需要的是神能够把他从这个情况当中解救出来。
This was not like what we call in our generation. He was not entitled.He recognizes debt before God.
他不太像我们现在这一个时代的人，他非常的清楚知道他已经死去了，在被解救之前。
In other words, he saw himself as being bankrupt before God, and he recognized only God alone could change his situation, and he came back to give God thanks.
他已经了解到了自己实际上是已经破产了，他知道非常清楚的知道，一定要回来感谢神。感谢神的救赎。
Notice in the passage here, because of his gratitude, he got more than just physical healing. He got spiritual healing.
在这里我们看到，因为他的感谢，他所得到的实际远远超过他在肉体上的一种痊愈。
This is not new in Scripture. That when God's people recognizes the glory of God and the goodness of God in their lives and give God thanks.God shows up big time in their lives.
这在圣经当中不是什么新鲜事。当我们真正能够认识神，献上向神献上感谢的时候，神赐给我们的是更大、更美好的东西。
Perhaps one of the greatest stories on that is 2 Chronicles chapter 20 concerning Jehoshaphat.
另外一个故事在圣经当中记载的是在历代志下第二十章关于王约沙法的一个故事。
I would recommend you read it sometime, but Jehoshaphat leading Judah, they were surrounded by three great armies.
我建议你们有空可以读一下，当约沙法的军队离开犹大的时候，他的军队被三个强大的敌人所包围。
And Jehoshaphat knew that he was outnumbered and he was outgunned, and he prayed and he sought the Lord.
约沙法知道他的人数不如敌人多，他的军事装备也不如敌人多，所以他向神祈求。
And the Lord told him, "Listen, the battle belongs to the Lord."
神告诉他，所有的重担都是属于神的。
But here is the fun part. Then Jehoshaphat said, "Let the choir go before the soldiers." And as soon as they start to give thanks, the passage says, "As soon as they give thanks to the Lord for His steadfast love endures forever, God defeated the armies."
但是很有趣的是，当他开始把那些合唱、献上赞美诗歌的人放在那些士兵前面的时候，让他们先唱赞美诗。神就在这里做工，击败了他的敌人。
As soon as they start to praise God, God defeated the enemies.
当他们一开始赞美神，神就击败了他的敌人。
I don't know about you. When things are not going well, it's very easy for me to complain.
我不知道你们怎么样，但是如果事情对我不是很有利的时候，我会常常的去抱怨。
It's harder to give thanks.
献上感谢是更困难的一件事。
But the Bible says in everything, it didn't say for everything, but in the midst of everything that we are supposed to be thankful.
但圣经里却说，在任何事当中，我们都应该献上感谢。
Some person said that a heart of gratitude will determine our altitude.
有人说，我们的高度决定了我们的感谢的程度。
Are we thankful people?
我们是那种愿意献上感谢的人吗？
Our Lord Jesus, when He took the bread and the fish, the Bible says He gave thanks to God and God multiplied.
当耶稣拿着饼和鱼向神献上感谢的时候，神让他的手中的食物加增。
When I was recently, 2 weeks ago, I was in India, and something I noticed with the church in India, they use the word.I'm trying to get the Indian. What's that Indian expression? Slip me here now, just like Chinese slipping me.
我两个礼拜以前在印度的教会里面有一个词。
But the translation is praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Every minute you shake their hands, praise the Lord. You do something for them, praise the Lord. Every minute they're giving God thanks and praise.
但大致的意思就是说，感谢神，每一分钟都感谢神，任何事情都感谢神。
My wife and I look at each other and said, "Wow! Every minute they're giving thanks, and they look so happy."
但是我的太太跟我说，他们看起来真的非常喜乐，他们每一分钟都在感谢神。
I think complaining makes you ugly.
我认为抱怨让你变得丑。
Do you agree?
同意吗？
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. No, do I have to get that? It makes you get old quickly.
我不要这个，我不要那个，赶紧把我要的东西给我吧。
But giving thanks, thank you, sir. Thank you, God. Thank you for providing. Thank you, thank you. That is so relieving.
但是感谢神，感谢神的供应，是让我们得到释放的一个非常好的方式。
I think giving thanks give glory to God.
将感谢与荣耀都归给神。
Because we recognize that He is a good God and He has provided for us.
因为他是好的神，他供给我们所需的一切。
I know things may be bad for some of us here today.
我知道也许我们的生活都不尽如意。
As we come to the end of the year, some of us have experienced all kinds of tragedies and difficulties.
在我们来到年终的时候，我们常常遇到各种各样的悲剧或者说是困难。
But yet by faith we can give thanks to God because He's in control.
但是凭着信心，我们将感谢给神，因为他掌控一切。
When I saw those believers in India in a very little means and they were giving thanks and they were giving to us things.
在我在印度的时候，我看到这些印度的教徒，他能基督徒他们所拥有的非常非常少，但是他们却愿意将感谢献给神，他们也供应我们所需要的一切。
It really ministered to me. Shall we be a grateful and thankful people?
这个让我很有得着，让我知道我们是不是也应该成为这样充满感恩的人呢？
In Psalms 100, let us enter His gate with thanksgiving in our hearts and His courts with praise.
在诗篇当中也讲到，我们应当常常的献上感谢。
I wish we had time to invite people to come up here and give thanks to the Lord, but you know the time is upon us.
我多么希望，如果我们有更多的时间，可以邀请更多的人上来献上他们的感谢。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
如果也许你今天坐在这里，你还并没有认识我们的主耶稣基督。
God has given you the gift of His Son, who died on the cross for your sins and my sins.
神将一个最好的礼物，就是他的独生爱子，来到我们当中，为我们的罪而死。
And one way to give Him thanks is by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ personally as your Lord and Savior, as your personal Lord and Savior.
一种献上我们感谢的方式，就是接受这位主耶稣成为我们个人的救主。
As believers, may God help us to be grateful, thankful more than any other people in this world.
作为信徒，求神帮助我们成为感恩的人。
Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son.
天父，谢谢你赐给我的你的爱子。
And Lord, we have nothing to complain about.
主啊，我们真的没有任何事可以要抱怨的。
The people of Israel are complaining in the desert when you have shown your glory to them.
但是当你把你的荣耀显给以色列人的时候，他们却在旷野当中向你献上抱怨。
And you have shown us your glory in the resurrection of your Son.
在耶稣复活的大能当中，你彰显你的荣耀。
And so, Lord, we give you thanks and praise for your love for us and your mercy at the cross.
主啊，谢谢你在十字架上把你的怜悯与爱向我们显明。
And Lord, may Your Spirit help us to be grateful and thankful people.
求圣灵来帮助我们成为感恩的人。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.